And now, the Phil Hendry Show with Phil Hendry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
Tonight we'll have General Galen Shaw on with us. General Shaw's hobby is a retired United States Army general. His hobby is photography, and his hobby takes him to some unusual places. And he photographs, I wouldn't say unusual subjects, but the way he photographs them is unusual. He likes to go around, he travels, and he photographs women. He says it's not sexual. He just likes to take pictures of women, and then he keeps them with him at all times and looks at them. We'll talk with General Shaw about his unusual hobby. We also are going to have Mavis Leonard on. Ms. Leonard is a retired school teacher. She lives in South Central. She's going to comment with us on the film King Kong, Is It Racist? And we may have an interview with King Kong, which I think you'll enjoy as well. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800...
What do you mean?
We may have an interview with King. Don't worry about whether, what do I mean, okay?
Yeah, you're going to make him sound black.
Why do you got to give it a little... Ow! You give it away, huh? You know, I had a tough day, man. I just got back from the hospital. You know, my son got in an automobile accident. I told you about that. And he's fine. He's fine. And I would like to say at this time, although I don't want to name the car manufacturer because we may wind up suing them, but for now, I like you a lot because the airbag's deployed. However, if I do sue you for, let's say, oh, I don't know, eight figures, I'm sure you'll understand. Now, he's okay, man, but he had a bruise and pretty big bruise on his chest. He must have hit the steering wheel, and he feels fine. They did MRIs, they did x-rays, everything's good. And he's a young guy, man. He's tough, you know, so he didn't bump his head or anything. And you figure that's probably going to be the worst thing. And, of course, I'm talking to him, and I'm saying, you know, you got to watch it, man, when you come off that off-ramp. You got to watch it because those lights just come right up on you. And he's looking at me, he's like, I'm stupid. You know, yeah, I know that. But you got to watch it, you know, because the off-ramp, it goes up. And then I realize who I sound like. Now, do you guys know what an introject is? You ever heard of the word introject? An introject is a really fancy word for crap your parents used to say that you repeat. That's what an interject is. It's a psychological term. Now, it's not because you repeat it because you believe in it. You repeat it because it's a tape. It's like something jammed into your head, and you just repeat it. Now, one of the things about being mentally healthy is that we don't automatically repeat stuff from our childhood. Like, we find our own way, right? So, you know, to be a really healthy person, you're not repeating crap your parents said just because it's stuck in your head. You say it because you really believe it. Most people would probably say, well, I really believe that. Well, no, you don't. You don't know what it means. It's like me, I'm driving in traffic. I will say, why, you stupid jackass. It's exactly what my old man used to say. Not that I think the guy's a stupid jackass. I used to, just to hear him say that. So here I am, and I'm sounding just like my dad now, you know. And my kid is, you know, he's looking at me like I used to look at my old man. He's, you know that light, it'll jump right up. I know that. What do you mean the light will jump up at me? You know how you come off the freeway there at 6th, all right? Now that tree... You know the tree. Wait a minute. Are we talking about driving a car here, man? About seeing things that are off the side of the road? Is that what we're talking? Yes. What are you going to be a smartass with me? Is that the whole deal? I'm not being a smartass. What do you mean the tree? The tree. I'm telling you, there's a tree. It comes right out at you. It'll come right out at you, and it doesn't care. What are you, anthropomorphizing the tree now? What is that, a fancy word or something? I don't know what that... It means giving it human characteristics. Oh, I don't know that bull crap. Look, all I'm telling you is, when you come off the highway there, and you know where the Daisy, you know the Dairy Queen, huh? What is it called, Marge? The Daisy Chain. No, it's the Dairy Queen. Well, my understanding is the Daisy Chain. No, it ain't the Daisy Chain. Dairy Queen. Well, isn't it a chain? Yeah, it's the Dairy Queen chain. So it's the Dairy Chain. What do you want to tell me? All right, you get off the freeway. Now, there's a tree there, Philip. And it'll come crawling out at you like something out of the worst nightmare. See, in other words, in my father's mind, any unusual thing that hangs over the road, oh, Jesus, you know, like most of us, if you're, and I think this is something that happens when you get older. The stuff that today we go, oh, there's a tree. When you're 70, it's a tree, you know. And I called Bob Clarkerton He's with the city planning, you know? I don't know this guy, man. You talk to these people. Well, I talk. You know him. He was at your third birthday. Oh, okay. I remember him. Anyway, I said, what are we going to... He said, well, you know, Herb... He said, Herb, we can get one of those reflectors and stick it on the tree. I said, well, hell, you can go down here to Booby's Hobby Shop, get one of them for $5. Why don't you do that, Dad? It sounds like a good thing. Hey, he says I got to go to... I like how they repeat it, too, you know? And, you know, my father, everything was like, so that's the way I'm talking to my son. Well, you know, when you come off that high, now you see, it hits a rise. Yeah, I know, it's called a hill, and then there's a light. I mean, I got it, okay? All right, but so see, you need to stop. That's the brake pedal. You know where that is? Uh-huh, yeah. You know where the brakes are? Where's your bicycle? What do you mean, where's my bicycle? Well, did you give it to Tommy? I'm 35. Well, what, does Tommy have... Tommy's in drug rehab, man. He's twice divorced with four kids. Well, then he doesn't have it. No, he doesn't have... Does your mother know where it is? I don't know if she knows. Where's my bike, Mom?
We gave it away to the Salvation Army when you were 9. I told your father this 16 years ago.
You see, if you're on your bicycle... Now, you know, when you ride your bicycle... What are you talking to, Dad? I got a car. I drive a car. That's the kind of thing my father, you know. Did you see what I got you for Christmas? What'd you get me? One of these electric pumps for your tire. Isn't that great? Yeah, that's super. Because they're fascinated with that. You stick that in there, huh? You see? Stick it in. And it inflates the tire. The whole thing is just GD great. Everything with my old man was GD, man. GD was his favorite. He never used a dirty word until I was 18. My 18th birthday, F.S. Everything came flying out. What are you, 18? Yeah. Well, let me tell you about this mother lover that... But before that, it was... everything was clean, but GD was... that GD thing. Marge, where's the GD? So you're going to have to do that. Now, when you hang a left, you go down... And when they give you directions to their house, it's like you're on a treasure hunt. It's a... What am I, going to the South Seas here? You know? Now, you're going to go out the 10. Now, when you come to Desert Palm Highway, Vera, I got a map, Dad. You can find it? Yeah. All right, son. I don't know. You know. Your mother gets lost. So, Chris, dude, just forget what I said, man. You're doing all right. But I'm telling you, the people that made that car, and I don't want to mention any names, Infinity. I'm kidding. It wasn't them. We'll see what happens. But the nice thing is the insurance is going to give us a rental. My wife naturally rented a huge Cadillac SUV with, you know, television sets and a siren. It actually comes with a siren. She just wanted everything. She said the bells and whistles. The guy goes, she goes, no, I mean it. The bells and the, all right. So there's a siren and there's a little horn and there's television sets and there's radar and there's a GPS global dish on the roof, and she's going to go down there and she just wants to blast that siren. And she wanted two different kinds. She says, I want the good siren. What is it? I want the one that's on that show. What one? You know, the Limey shows. Oh, you mean the one that goes, the Doppler effect thing, you know, she wants that one, she wants the regular American one, and she wants to go down there, and she wants to drive right by a hospital zone at 3 a.m. and let it rip. All right, we will have Mavis Leonard on. We have Doug Danger on, by the way, is going to review a couple of movies for us this evening. And as well tonight, General Galen Shaw. All ahead, and our flashback by request is coming up. It's all ahead here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Doug Danger is ahead with some movie reviews for us. Galen Shaw, retired Army general, on his hobby of photography, which has got him into a little bit of hot water. He likes taking pictures of women. Not for sexual reasons. He just wants to have them. He keeps them with him at all times. Now, here is our by-request flashback, and it's a bit from a show that was previously aired that somebody wants to hear again. And if you'd like to request a flashback, all you got to do is email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. And we do our best to get into the archive and to dig the stuff out. This one's from Todd. He says, hey, Phil, could you please replay a bit you did in, I think, February of 2003 that involved a school teacher who intentionally pinched her students' hands in the door to show the parents how bad war is.
Love the show. Thanks, Todd. It was Clara Bingham, and here's Clara slamming a door on kids' hands.
I'm an educator. I teach kindergarten, and I'm telling you what you're doing is wrong, and you should be sued, and I hope and pray, I hope God graces those kids enough to take your license away from you.
I am trying to save their lives. They're going to go off to Iraq.
You're injuring children.
Oh, no, I'm not. They're going to go off to Iraq and get gobbled up in George Bush war, and I don't want that to happen.
No.
I would much rather have that child's hand, like I pressed the face of a child against a chalkboard one time.
Called child abuse.
No, ma'am.
Have you not
That's
ever...
That's saving the life of a child.
That is child abuse.
Ma'am,
and let me tell you, you are
ma'am,
injuring
you pushed
a child.
No, I made a child drink chalk water, and I made that point because if that child goes to Iraq and dies, I would not have be able to live with myself knowing I could have saved that child.
How can you live with yourself now? How can you get up in the morning and go to work?
Angela, would it be better if I sent them off to Iraq to die? Would you like that? They die of smallpox or anthrax or die from Iraqi scud?
Well,
no.
You know what?
What they're doing right now with you. I hold their hand over a Bunsen burner and I say, this is the pain of war. And
you're holding their hand over a Bunsen burner?
What right do you have? When you became a teacher...
You know, I don't understand you. I don't get you at all. Where do you teach?
I teach in an elementary school.
And are you a good teacher?
What?
Are you a good teacher?
I am an excellent teacher. And by your regards of teacher, you don't know what a teacher is.
I don't understand. I don't know how you teach a child a thing with the process and the method that you use.
I do not abuse my children.
I love my children. I save the lives of my children.
Let me tell you something.
Let this lady talk.
You are not talking to one of your children now.
Now, ladies, please, let Angela go first, and Ms. Bingham, you can follow. Will that be all right?
Yes, ma'am.
I dropped a chair on a child's head during that time.
You are proud of
Will you let this lady talk, please? Go ahead.
Ma'am,
Angela.
You are talking like you are proud of injuring these children. Why? Why do you have... Why? You can protest. You can put up signs. You can do whatever. I teach, and if you want to get into racial issue, I am white. And I teach in a school that is predominantly black.
Well, that's a real shock. You're white. Oh, I did not know that.
That is predominantly black, okay? Every one of my students is black. And I'm telling you right now, those teachers, when I go to school and I tell them your name... And tell them what you are doing. I can almost promise you those teachers will stand behind me and tell me you ought to lose your job and be in jail.
I don't let the children go potty because I tell them if you are in a trench in warfare, where are you going to go pee?
Oh, honey, you're not for real. Please tell me.
I'm not for real. I will tell you this much. You know Johnny got his gun. You know that novel as well as I do.
Yes.
And the horror of war.
Yeah, and I know war is bad.
Expressed in that novel.
Why can you not teach war without using
it? Is the horror of war that has to be brought home to our children? And if it takes bumping a child off of a roof during a science project on solar power?
You not been sued?
Wait a minute. Did you push a kid off of a roof during a science project on solar power?
Yes, I did, Mr. Henry, and I'll tell you why. I do not agree that it's a good thing. I agree with Angela, and I agree with you that it is bad. But what am I to do? If I send those children off to a war in Iraq for oil and for George Bush and all that other mess.
That's your personal opinion, ma'am.
That's not your job.
That's your personal opinion. That's your political opinion. It's got nothing to do with whether it's real or not. You push a kid off of a roof?
She cracked a rib and broke a bone in her leg. But other than that,
I hope you're not telling anybody where you teach because...
I teach a Joyful Union congregation.
Ma'am, you could get sued.
You should be sued, and you
One
should
problem.
Lose your license.
One problem, they have to prove what I'm saying.
You're admitting to it. If I can track down the kid that fell off the roof.
I am Mr. so
Henry,
sorry
last
for the
year,
students in your class.
Last year, I pushed probably 4 kids off the roof. Which one are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? There's no way you can prove it.
Well, I understand that you
One
can't
time I had a girl drink ammonia. Another time I made a kid sew a stitch through his finger. I made him crawl around the track on her hands and knees. All of it to prove to a child that war is much worse than not being able to go potty for 5 minutes after you want to go.
Those parents entrust you with those kids' safeties. They send their kids to school not to get injured or not to be put tortured. And that's not your job. Your job is to teach, not to whatever you are trying to do.
One time I shot a child with a potato gun on a science project.
I think you're lying. I think.
You think I'm lying?
I think you're lying.
Then
because I don't think anybody
number.
Would be that cruel
I'll
and still have their license. Are you certified?
I happen to have. I co-wrote the Parent-Child Co-Education Plan with Dr. Jeremy Richter of Pepperdine, Drs. Lewis and Walcott at University of California,
Berkeley. That makes you right.
And
okay.
I'm not saying it makes me right, young lady. I'm just saying that I take my job very seriously. Now, these parents trust me to tell them the truth. And I say right now, if your child is going to go off to Iraq and die, I'd rather push him off a roof from five floors up.
That poor lady. That's a flashback by request from Todd. That's Clara Bingham, right when the Iraq War started. You want to know the pain of war? Let me drop a chair on your head while you're napping. And that is a request, and if you'd like to hear one, all you got to do is email us at phs@philhenryshow.com. I say all you got to do. It is an easy thing if you own a computer. If you don't, well, then saying all you got to do might be, well, it might be a little presumptuous on my part and a bit insulting. If you don't own a computer, I would say this. If you'd like to hear a request of the Phil Henry Show, well, what you got to do is go to the library or to an internet cafe or to a friend's house and use their thing and, you know, do your thing, man. Just do it. Ever had a computer crash? What is it with crashing computers, man? Because mine never crashes, except for that cheap piece of crap laptop that I bought from Hewlett-Packard. And I don't give a crap if, you know, they ain't buying any airtime on my show. That Hewlett-Packard laptop, the big 17-inch screen, crashed. And the guy says to me, well, that's what happens. Really? For 3Gs, that's what happens, huh? They just crash. Hard drive goes, everything goes. And I wasn't even on the internet with it. All I did was use it to play Madden. God. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'd like to send a special shout out to the people of Walt Disney and the television show that I'm working on with them called The Replacements. They've invited me in to do a couple of voices, which I'm very, very grateful. And why am I mentioning The Replacements? I can't remember. Other than to say it was really a lot of fun to do the show. And, oh, I know, I met James Hong. You guys know who James Hong is? James Hong is the perennial Asian actor, older, thin. If you saw Chinatown, he was the butler. He's been in a million things. He's now in a Budweiser beer commercial where he plays a kung fu master who tortures some dummy who doesn't know how to pour the beer right. See, what happens is the guy's remembering, he's pointing at, man, you really pour that beer good. Yes, I remember when. The dude goes back to when he was at a kung fu freaking mission at, you know, some monastery, and the kung fu master is torturing him, teaching him how to pour a beer right. Anyway, James Hong is in this commercial, and I met him. He was in to do some voice work. Very nice guy. I don't have a problem going up to some of these actors and saying, hey, I'm a really big fan. My name's Phil Henry. I know you never heard of me, but they're the sweetest people. Bob Gunton, I met him that way, and I went up to Faye Dunaway, and she said, that's really great. Can you get my car? Are you? And I said, no, I'm not the valet. Okay. So a lot of them are great. I never met her. Anyway, big shout out to James Hong and the entire Asian and Asian American acting community. And I'm not kidding because they all have to hang together. I was talking to one dude, this Asian dude. He goes, yeah, I've been working with a guy for 30 years. I go, why him? He says, I work with all the same guys. We're all the same Asians. We get called on all the same jobs. He goes, only now I'm getting called on the gigs that he was getting called on like 20 years ago because now I'm the young version of him. I go, could you repeat that? He goes, oh, you're dumb. You're so white. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm going to be talking with Doug Danger. He's going to be reviewing the movie Capote and talking about some other films in just a moment. He'll be talking about Brokeback Mountain and all of that stuff. Doug Danger, the gay man and gay journalist. Because that is in the agreement that he has with our company. We must announce him as the gay man and gay journalist. So that's fine, and I've got no problem with that. By the way, speaking of James, and also we will have General Galen Shaw on talking about his new hobby of photography. It's not new. He was on our program a while back saying that he likes to take pictures of little girls. You know, you decide. He claims there's absolutely nothing improper about it. Now, you may hear our printer going. Let me just swing the mic over. You hear that? Do you know why it's going? I started the printer, six, 7 minutes ago when we were in the middle of our break. But why is it still going? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I'm printing off all the movies James Hong's been in. This cat's been in, what did you say, Harry, 152? It's never going to end. Now, why has James Hong been in a lot of movies? Well, you got it. Thank you. You got it. You guys are all nodding in agreement. Because he's the only Chinaman around. He's a great guy, and he's a terrific actor. But the fact is, you know, Mr. Hong, we've got another part for you. Oh, let me guess. And if you print off the guy's movies, here, look at this. Here are the characters that James Hong has played. Very nice man. And I'm not speaking for him. I've just met him for 3 seconds. I'm sure if he were here, he'd say, now, Phil, don't be such a pain in the ass. I'm working. I'm happy to be working. And I'm happy to play these characters. But here are the characters. Mark Liu, Dr. Wong. It's got to be. You knew there had to be a Dr. Wong. I'll bet you there's a Dr. Dong in here somewhere. What do you want to bet? He played Mr. Lin, Inspector Lau. Dr. Joseph, sounds good. Then it's Law. Then we have Colonel Zhao Peng, Kwok. What is that, Kwok? That ain't even Asian. That's Vulcan. Mr. Ri, Wang, Manji the Warlord. There ain't one regular cat's name in here, man. Just one flick. I'd like to see where he played a guy by the name of Bob Jones, Ed Turner. He played General, this is cute, Hu Flung Pu, that's very cute, King of Quinn. He was in the movie Idol, and he played Zhao. Then he played another guy named Wan, played another guy named Po. What difference does it make? Why don't you just call him, but his last name's Hong, call him Hong and all of them. Hello, I'm Hong. Me too. Zhao Lao, Chi Fu, Chen, here's another Wang. There's like, how many Wangs has this guy played? Got a lot of Wangs, huh? Yeah, there's a lot of Wangs. Really? What do they all look like? A lot of them are, they're pretty long in the tooth. Just shut up. Now you got, he played a guy by the name of Chu Fu, Lin Zhu, Li, Chao, Fo. Get out of here. I bet you this cat looks over this and says to his agent, what are you doing to me, man? I got a great part for you, James, really. What do I play in this one? Tu or Fung? No, you play Li. Oh, okay. Well, that's great. How about if we put a general or a mister or a doctor in front of all of that? What do they do, man? Do they, like, throw consonants and vowels into a bowl and they pull out two letters? Qi, Fu, Be. And then they put either general, mister, major, doctor, warlord, something in the front of that, and there you got it. Warlord Pu. Hey. It's a great game you can play at home, kids. Get a consonant and get a vowel. Throw it into a bowl. He played Snotty. Well, there you go. Yu, China Han, Dr. Hong, Lopan, Tam, Miyashimi, Sung Cho Lee. What? That was on General Hospital. Was he on General Hospital? Here you go. Here's what he played, a grocer. No name, just a grocer in Breathless. Remember that movie with Richard Gere? That was a cool flick. He played like a psycho sociopath who, the movie starts, he shoots some cop, and then he's off to the races, and then they finally shoot him, which was really great. Best part of the movie when they shot him. Nguyen, Bing Wong, owner of Wong Airlines, and that was in the movie The In-Laws. Kwong Dong, King Kang, Fing, Fung. Yes!
He played Mi Hung Lo, too.
Oh, really, bud? That's really fake. Get David on the line.
Why?
I'm going to tell him what you just said, because I always get busted for stuff like that.
And I told you that.
Punk. Fag paw. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger coming up.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I was just telling Harry about a movie that I really dig. We got Doug Danger coming up in a moment with some of his movie reviews. And now I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's you guys know the movie. They remade it in the States, but the European one is way better. I mean, believe me, I don't like looking at subtitles any more than anybody else does. But sometimes, and this flick is about a guy whose girlfriend goes missing at a gas station. You guys know the name of this movie? If somebody's got the name of that movie, would you please not only call us with the name of it, but mail it to us free? Thank you. No, I thought it was something point, Vanishing Point, but it ain't.
Like, it ends with the word point?
Shut up, man. I don't want to talk to you. You busted me on the whole James Hong thing. I don't know what it is, but the guy's girlfriend goes missing at a gas station, right? missing. I mean, it's one of those nightmare things where you pull into a gas station. She says, oh, I want to go inside and I want to get a drink. And it's got nothing but people. It's in the middle of the day. It's one of those gas stations. It's like a rest stop on a turnpike. You're getting gas. Your girlfriend goes in. She's getting whatever. And she doesn't come back. And he doesn't know where she is. And he goes in and he asks this, that. Well, that's the beginning of the flick. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can't see the American-made version of it because they butcher it. They butchered it alive. If the script to this movie were a child, they would have fed it into a wood chipper because that's what they did to it. But you got to see the European one because it kicks ass and the ending is far out, man. I mean, it's far out, dude. It's crazy. All right, Doug Danger is joining us. I don't want you to tell me the name of it, Doug, if you know the name of it. Doug Danger is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. How are you, Doug?
Phil, I'm doing very good. And I, you know what? I can't remember the name of the movie either, but I do know the film that you're speaking of, and I totally agree with you. It is a Belgium-made film, and it's an unexpected movie. It's not the kind of movie you're going to see made in the United States.
All right, Doug, you are a gay man and a gay journalist, and thank you for joining us. And you have your review this week of what?
Phil, I want to review the movie Capote. And hello, everybody. This is Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm gay, and I've been out of the closet long enough to know how the world works. I've walked the walk, and so my perception of films is better. It's more acute. It's sharper, I think, than straight journalists. And so I'd like to give my perception to the film Capote. It stars one of the great young actors in our business, in the industry, Philip Seymour Hoffman. It also stars a tremendous talent in Carolyn Keener. And in Capote, the absorbing and thrillingly perceptive biographical drama of the American writer written by Dan Futterman and directed by Burnett Miller, we see why folks underestimate Capote. Disarming expectations is the key to his method. As a personality, he exudes the fey mock exhaustion of blasé Munchkin, and that makes him easy to dismiss. His voice is a whine that turns into a moan that crests into a sigh topped with a baby's gurgle. He sounds like Carol Channing on Quaaludes. Hoffman, in his sublime must-see feat of performance, plays that famous foppish lilt like a hypnotist instrument, getting you to forget in 30 seconds that you're seeing an impersonation. He makes Capote a mesmerizing raconteur who gets people to trust him by nudging his fragility and nudging his genius into the center of every encounter. On the Doug Danger scale, Phil, I give this 4 gay thumbs up.
Okay.
That's my review of Capote. 4 gay thumbs up.
4 gay thumbs up.
Yeah, that's going to be the new way. I'm sorry, I'm kind of talking shop with you. I want the audience to know that's going to be my new way of rating movies. I've given it 4 thoroughly gay thumbs up.
Can I ask you a question first? Did you review this because Capote was allegedly gay?
No, I reviewed it because I felt that Philip Seymour Hoffman needs to be seen. I think he's a great actor. But I'm giving it 4 gay thumbs up. I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Is that it?
Well, I mean, can I ask you something?
Sure.
What do you mean 4 gay thumbs up, man? In other words...
That's my sick... Why are you asking me about it?
I'm asking you about it because isn't Ebert... His thing is the thumb... Yeah.
That's his thing. My thing is a gay thumb. Okay.
Yeah, but 4 of them?
Right. Right up there, man. 4 gay thumbs up. It's just... It's a great movie. Just shove it right up.
Wait a minute. It makes it sound like you're a guy with 4 arms, number one, okay? I mean, how do you have 4 gay thumbs... How do you have 4 thumbs up?
Well, hold on for a minute. I'm not asking your opinion of my method of review, and I'm telling you, I'm giving it 4 gay thumbs... What is your intimation? That it's sexual?
Well, you go, yeah, 4 gay thumbs up right up there, shoving it right up there, and there's 4 of them. And...
Why are you busting my chops on this, man?
Sorry, I didn't mean to, yeah.
You know, I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, and I'm going to give it 4. Some movies I may give 3 gay thumbs up. I may give it 1 gay thumb down.
You may give it 1 gay thumb down or 3 gay thumbs up. Well, if it's 1 gay thumb down... Do you give it 3 gay thumbs down?
Sometimes I would, yeah. I would give it 3 gay thumbs down.
All right, as opposed to 1 gay thumb down.
Right.
Well, what's the difference?
I might even... Well, hold on. See, the thing that makes me unique is I might even give it an even gay thumb, meaning the thumb's just pointing level.
What's that mean?
It just means it's the movie. I don't, you know, it's not bad. It's not good. In fact, I haven't even seen it.
You haven't even seen it?
Right. For instance, right now I'm giving King Kong 4 gay even thumbs because I ain't seen it yet.
What are you talking about, man? You got 4 gay even thumbs?
Look, Phil, don't be telling me how to do my job. I'm giving, it's like an 11 o'clock gay thumb. I mean, it ain't up, it ain't down, it's at 11 o'clock.
Look it, man, get out of here, okay?
Here we go, the homophobia. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Henry.
No, I'm not homophobic, man. I'm just asking about, why 4?
Because of the fact that there are guys who have 5 stars, 6 stars. I gotta play it out for you here.
Okay, so a guy said 5 stars, 5 stars. A guy says a thumb up, a thumb up. But 4 gay thumbs up, or 2 down, or 1 down, or 6 up.
Yeah.
Who are the other 5?
Me. There are aspects of myself. In other words, if I had 5 arms...
Are you kidding, man?
I'm not kidding. Are you kidding? That's the better question. Are you kidding? I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay? Okay, Phil?
Yes, 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 yes! I know that!
Oh, good. Whoa, man. Gay bashing rage. Well, that's really...
That's not gay bashing. I know you're gay. 4 gay thumbs up, 3 gay thumbs down, 5 gay thumbs up, or, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to give that a gay thumb at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's almost great, but
well, why not just give it 1 down, man? That means it's almost great.
Because it's 1 thumb down, man. That doesn't feel good. It's got to be up.
Jesus!
Was that? Oh, yeah, Johnny just reminded me. Sometimes I give it a limp gay thumb.
Oh, get out of here with your limp gay thumb. This guy's... Every time he's on, he's got some new freaking... You know what your problem is, Doug, if you're still listening? I don't think you've got any love in your life, man. I think if you had a relationship... I know you're gay. You never talk about your life. You never say, well, you know, outside the office, I'm seeing, you know, someone. And you never say any of that stuff. It's always about how you want to... pin some guy up against a cash register and beat his ass because he looked at you funny because you said you were gay. He's always telling me about how he walked into a grocery store one day and he said, yeah, I'd like a pack of Marlboros, and the woman looked at him kind of funny, so he kicked her ass. 3 gay thumbs up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yes, Doug. Doug, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, the name of the movie you're looking for is called The Vanishing, okay?
The Vanishing, that's it.
Right, and at the end of the movie, the guy wakes up in a coffin because he was buried alive the same way his girlfriend.
Why did you say the ending, you queer? I've been waiting to...
So you are homophobic. Just like I said. And you know what? I give your whole radio show 6 gay thumbs down. 6 of them. You called me a queer, didn't you?
I'm sorry, Doug, but I was trying not to say the ending of the movie, and...
I don't care. You're a gay basher, and when are you getting off?
10.
I'll be downstairs.
Oh, well, I'm real scared, man.
Oh, you don't think the fairy can beat you up?
No, it ain't that.
It's what, then? See, I got you all tongue-tied. I gave the ending to The Vanishing, and you called me the Q word.
What's that stand for?
Fag.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.